Blog Talk Radio.
Almost live from somewhere in Nashville, Tennessee. Regime Entertainment presents It's Not Me, It's You, the show where the good, the bad, and the ugly of relationships are discussed from both genders' point of view. And now here's your host, John.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Welcome to It's Not Me, It's You. We are coming to you live from Nashville, Tennessee, as usual. Pretty good show tonight. I'm kind of excited about it. We may have some phone calls coming in. We may not, but I do want to let you know what we're going to talk about. But first, before we get started with that, we have music tonight, and this is a really cool band from Switzerland, and they have a really cool name called Death by Chocolate. The song is a really cool song called What Makes Me.
Boy walking through the streets, he doesn't know how to walk and greet. Two left feet and a looking good. What happens when he meets the greatest girl he's ever seen? He's gonna live and never keen. He's in the days but things of her. And what she wouldn't do when she were taken.
That was Get Naked by the Swiss band called Death by Chocolate, five guys from Switzerland. Check them out. Just go and Google Death by Chocolate Music and check out what they have going on for themselves. So welcome to the show tonight. We're going to be talking a little bit about the title of it was 45 Ultimate Ideas for Men and Women. Some of them are going to apply to women. Some are just going to apply to men. The list is done by Tickle.com, and it is it's very informative, but the title of it says, your father probably told you a few things, but just in case he wasn't around enough, here are some words of wisdom. And I'm going to take it and turn it into a male and female thing a little bit, because there are some really cool things in here that some just apply to men, of course, but some will apply to both genders. So in the interest of time, let's go ahead and get started. Number one is just for the guys, and I guess women can use this as well for themselves, but number one is real simple. Go for women you perceive to be out of your league. You will surprise yourself. It goes back to the old saying, you know, the homecoming queen never gets asked to the prom because somebody always assumes that she's with somebody. And in many cases, she will be. But if you don't go up and talk to her and find out, you never know. Most of the time, they will be sitting home alone and, you know, and nobody to go out with, nobody to hang out with, and certainly not a guy. So, if you think she's out of your league, you might surprise yourself that she's probably not. Number two, never have sex with anyone that doesn't want it as much as you. That can go both ways with men and women. You know, this society these days is very promiscuous. I mean, a lot of casual sex, a lot of friends with benefits stuff going on. But you know what? If you really don't want it, if they don't want it as bad as you, then you probably shouldn't be hanging out with them in that way. The next one is a good point. My dad actually told me this. Never hit anyone unless they are an immediate threat. Many times, you know, do you take the first punch before you hit back, you know, or at least the threat, or if they're threatening your friend or they're threatening your girlfriend or whatever, you know, never hit anybody because you know what, you might just get the shit kicked out of you, but you also want to protect yourself. You also want to protect the people that you're with. So never hit anyone unless they're an immediate threat. On the opposite spectrum of this is the next one, and that is every hat should serve a purpose. Now, if I wear my baseball cap on backwards, that means I'm trying to be a country music star, because that's what they're all doing nowadays, baseball caps. But if you have a cowboy hat or you have a baseball cap or you have a fedora, whatever kind of hat you might wear, every hat should have a purpose. Guys, never take her to the movies. I'll tell you why, then you shouldn't be dating. But never take her to the movies on the first date because you cannot talk to each other during the movie and get to know each other. That, to me at least, is a third date at least, if you get to that point, date. And that is when you take her to the movies. Take her to a short movie. They don't have short movies anymore, so you might even want to prolong that to the fifth date or so. But never take her to the movies on the first date. Learn to wet shave. That means shave in the shower. Learn to put a mirror in the shower. It saves you time. It saves you, you know, if you cut yourself, you're right there with water so you don't bleed to death. So learn to wet shave. Nothing, and women will agree with me on this, nothing looks more badass than a well-tailored suit. Even if you buy it in a bag and you iron it or you steam it and it's, you know, a $50 suit or a $150 suit or a $1,000 suit, nothing looks more badass than a well-tailored and well-fitted suit. Shave with the grain on the first go-around. That's the next one. That pertains to women, too, because you shave your legs, you shave your armpits, and ladies, your legs have grain, lots of grain. So shave with the grain the first time around, and you'll have fewer nicks. Always look a person in the eye when you talk to them. Always look a person in the eye. I am very guilty of not doing this sometimes because I like to scan the room. But I'm talking to you. I should be looking at you and not over your shoulder, not to my left or right, but looking at you. I know it's hard to make eye contact in this day and age because nobody ever talks to each other anymore. We've lost the art of actually talking and having a conversation. But try to look a person in the eye when you talk to them. Those of you who I know that are listening, next time you see me, make sure I do that or you have permission to call me out on it. The next one is a real simple one. Buy a plunger before you need a plunger. Nothing worse than backing up the toilet and not having a plunger around. And you got to go buy one. By the time you get back to your house, it's just a little bit stinky. Exercise makes you happy. Run, lift, play sports. Take it a little bit further. Go for a walk. You know, go for a jog. You know, do planking. I mean, I plank every morning. It's you know, it's a couple of minutes. It doesn't take very long, but it makes you happy. Endorphins are a good source of energy and to make you happy. Gentlemen, brush your teeth before you put on your tie. Put on your makeup. Okay? So brush your teeth before you put on your tie because you know things splatter everywhere. You're going to get it all over the place. So you don't want toothpaste on your tie. A small amount of your paycheck should go directly into your savings account every month. Try. I know it's hard. This is a very tough economy we live in. We don't make as much money as we used to. It's very tough to do that, but when you can, put a little bit in a savings account. I don't even like savings account. Now, I used to be a financial planner. Savings accounts are a ripoff, basically. I like to use the rule of 72. If you don't know what that is, I'm going to share that with you. The rule of 72 says that whatever your interest rate is on your investment, divide that into 72, and that is how long it'll take you in years to double your money. Savings accounts run about, you know, a half to 1% if you're lucky. That means it'll take you in a savings account 72 years to double your money. So, you know, the bank obviously is using that money to make themselves money. you put, but find something that you can put a little bit bigger investment in, and put a little bit money away for a rainy day or for retirement or whatever you're going to use it for. But try to put a little bit away. Call your parents every week. If your parents are still alive, call them. You know, I talk to mine a couple times a week, mainly because my mom calls me, but that's not important. The next one, never, guys, never wear a clip-on tie. I don't know a single female that would date a guy that wore a clip-on tie. That's back when you were 8 years old and you couldn't tie a tie. But clip-on ties, please don't ever wear them, because if I see it, I might be tempted to set it on fire and you might still be wearing it. The next one is give a firm handshake. I know a few people that when I shake their hands, it feels like I'm squeezing an octopus or, you know, holding on to something that just, firm handshake. And ladies, you can do that too. You know, a firm handshake lets the person know that you're, you know, that you mean business, that you're there for an important reason, or it's actually, you're serious about, you know, it's nice to meet you kind of thing. So firm handshakes can never go bad. You don't want to touch and feel a flipper or feel, you know, like you're shaking a dead fish or anything like that. Guys, compliment her on her shoes. You know, if she asks what kind are they, they're black, they're brown, they're red. We don't need to know what kind they are. We just need to compliment her on her shoes, because women take a lot of pride in their shoes. They spend a lot of money on their shoes, their boots. I mean, there's a lot of things that go on their feet. I mean, how many pairs of shoes do we own? I own, two pairs of tennis shoes, a pair of regular shoes, a pair of dress shoes, and a pair of slippers. That's four, last I checked. So they wear four different pairs of shoes in one day if they can. Never leave a pint of beer or ale unfinished, goes without saying. If you aren't confident, fake it. It will come. My thinking on this is very simple. As long as you know more than they do about what's going on in your confidence level, your self-confidence, you're fine. Through your soul, look through your eyes, I mean, and look into your eyes and tell that you're not confident. So fake it until, the confidence gets there. People will respond accordingly to that. This one I like. You can tell the size of a man by the size of things that bother him. Today, I got really bothered at work at some of the stupidest, smallest things, because they were piling up. If bigger things bother him, then that's a bigger man. If little things bother him, it means I'm a little man. So, you know, just, you know, focus on what you can control. Don't overthink things and don't worry about, you know, the stuff that you can't do anything about. Be very conscious of your body language. Body language is a big deal. There's a lot of, you know, people can read. I'm very good at reading body language. I mean, people always accuse me because I cross my arms a lot, and people say that I'm closed off. I'm not. It's just comfortable for my arms to be there. How you cross them, though, if you interlock them or intertwine your arms, then that's a little bit different than if you just kind of hold one over the other, which to me is comfortable. But, if you're slouching, if your facial language is showing, you know, that you don't care, be conscious of that, because people can respond positively or negatively to that. Always stand up to shake someone's hand. Don't sit down and shake someone's hand. It gives them an air of authority over you. It's just kind of rude. Stand up when you're in a social setting or whatever. Stand up to shake their hand. You should always do that. The only reason to ever point a gun at someone is if you intend to shoot them. I talked to a friend of mine today about that, and I said, you know, have you taken, you know, gone to the gun range before? And she said, yeah. I said, would you ever point a gun at somebody if you weren't going to shoot them? She said, oh, no, I wouldn't even point a gun at somebody because it might accidentally go off. But if you're going to point a gun at somebody, you might as well shoot them, because that's, you know, I mean, I don't want you to, obviously, but never point a gun at somebody unless you're going to shoot them. Never lend anything you cannot afford to lose. Okay, that money includes, you know, your lawnmower, anything, clothing, anything that you would loan somebody, prepare to lose it. because, you know, sometimes people are not responsible. They don't return it. They lose it themselves. So never lend anything you can't afford to lose. I like this next one. This is an appropriate one. Ask more than you answer. Everybody likes to talk about themselves. I use this a lot. I will sit there and listen to people go on and on and on about themselves, and I enjoy that. I listen to that. I have things to say too, but your hope is that if you let them talk, they'll eventually ask you about you, and we like talking about ourselves too, don't we? So ask more than you answer, especially when you're talking to a female, guys. You want to know more about them. Women love talking about themselves, and you want to be able to get as much information about them as possible. And then eventually they'll get around to, you know, so what's your deal? What do you like, et cetera, et cetera. Always keep a change of clothes at the office. As I was talking to somebody earlier today, in case you pee on yourself or something. But always keep at least a change of shirt or something like that at the office, if you need underwear, whatever. Keep a change of clothes at the office or at least in your car so you can go out in the parking lot and get it if you need it. Guys who use tools, buy high-quality tools, saws, screwdrivers, hammers, that kind of thing. So you only have to buy them once. I mean, Craftsman makes good tools. You know, things that last are going to last you a lifetime of just beating the hell out of them if you use tools a lot. Buy high quality so you only have to buy them once. If you have to buy new tools every couple of years or every 5 years, you know what? That's going to add up. And they would have paid the same price in the long run anyway. This is a good one too. Manliness is not only being able to take care of yourself, but others as well. If you look at macho guys or guys that, you know, they can take care of their business. They take care of business of their family. They take care of other people as well. And those are the guys that are looked upon as being, you know, a little more manly or a little more macho, a little more self-confident, a little bit more, society accepts them, that kind of thing. So take care of yourself, take care of others as well. Go with the decision that will make for a great story. If you make a decision on a life-changing event, you want to be able to tell about it, and you want to make the best story out of it. And so you're going to go with the decision that makes for a really great story, and you'll probably embellish it because that's what we do. When you walk, look straight ahead, not at your feet. I tried this once when I was 8 years old. I thought I'd look down instead of at where I was walking, and I ran into a telephone pole. So I highly recommend this one. When you walk, look straight ahead, not at your feet. It's really hard not to run into anybody if you're not looking straight ahead. Nice guys don't finish last. Boring guys do. So I don't know how many guys are actually nice and boring, but they have the old saying, nice guys finish last, but I don't know. I mean, boring guys definitely finish last because they don't do anything but just sit around and be boring. So be nice. Don't be mean. Don't be boring. This next one is an important one for those of you out there with careers and, you know, especially in music, things of that nature. Find your passion and figure out how to get paid for it. You know, my passion is this show. I'm figuring out how to get paid for it. I have a couple other passions as well. We're working on getting, you know, some payment for that too. But find whatever it is you're interested in doing. I know the music business is very tough, so, you know, that might be a tough one, but find other passions and try to figure out how to get paid for it. Those are the happy people you see in the world are the people who are doing what they want to do, not what they have to do. This is for the men. Don't let the little head do the thinking for the big head. So, guys, don't think with your penis. We already went through that when we were in high school and probably college and probably in our 20s. As you go through that, you'll learn. But as we get older, we got to start thinking with the big head on top of our shoulders, not the little head, below our waist. So try and do that. No matter what your job or status in life, no matter what their job or status in life is, everyone deserves your respect. And I don't know anybody that wouldn't agree with me on that. The more that you respect others, the more you will be respected by others. So it doesn't matter if they're a homeless person or the President of the United States, or anybody in between, they deserve our respect, human to human. So, you know, if you have a problem doing that, let's work on that, okay? The most important thing you can learn is personal responsibility. Bad things happen. It's your job to overcome them. I know several people that are dealing with this right now, including, you know, as usual, yours truly. Bad things can happen to – bad things happen to everybody. But you can deal with it and make something better out of it, or you can, you know, cry about it and whine about it and, bitch about it and bring people down around you. But bad things are going to happen. It's our job to overcome them. We can do that. The first one to get angry, that's usually the case in a fight, right? If you're fighting with your spouse, your girlfriend, significant other, whatever, the first one to get angry loses. The first one to blink loses. So everybody stays calm. We don't have a problem. And nobody loses. All right, hang in there. We're getting near the end here. Do what needs to be done without complaining. It won't help speed things up. Okay, so if something happens, this reverts back to the bad things happening thing. But, you know, if something bad happens at work or something just in general and we whine and we bitch and we complain, it's not going to help fix things any faster. So keep your mood up. Keep upbeat. And then perhaps, just perhaps, the universe will notice that and say, hey, let's make good things happen for this person. Never stop learning. That's why there are 60-something, 70-something-year-old people going back to college, because they always want to learn. I mean, I say this all the time. No matter who you meet, no matter who you're talking to, no matter who you're in a relationship with, no matter who you're friends with, you should be learning something from each person that you interact with, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing or how to be or how not to be. Be learning from these people because everybody has something to offer. And again, it could be the worst thing possible and it might be what not to do versus what to do, but you're still learning from it. So never stop learning. Always go out into public dressed like you're about to meet the love of your life. So I like this one. I like the fact that, you know, I'm going out in jeans and, you know, a shirt. Women, I know women who will not leave their house without makeup and hair done. You know, the ones that are in Walmart with, you know, their pajamas on or, you know, their hair in rollers or whatever, besides the fact it's just visually disgusting, they don't care. They don't care. They may have found their love of their life. They may not ever have a love of their life. If you will look on the people of Walmart pictures, you can tell some of those folks, bless their hearts, as we say here in Nashville. But, it's always important to go out and you know, act like you're going to meet the most important person in your life that day. And it could be, you know, the love of your life could be, you know, a female or male, depending on your gender. It could be a new job opportunity. It could be, you know, another friend. I mean, you never know who you might meet. So always keep an eye on that and go out in public dressed like you're about to meet them. Don't change yourself just to make someone happy unless that someone is you. I constantly tell female friends of mine, like, why are you trying to make yourself something you're not? Well, that's what he wants. Never change for anybody else but yourself. First of all, we all know men can't change. We're not capable of changing. We don't change. We might change temporarily, but we go revert back to our old habits. That's how we roll, okay? But you want to be sure that the person that you're with especially is the same person that you met and you stay the same as they met, because change, you know, you might go change your direction in life and all that, but your personalities. And somebody told me yesterday that, you know, I should change my personality. I'm like, how do you do that? I wouldn't even know how to do that, and I wouldn't want to do that. Sorry, guys, you're stuck with me the way I am, and that's just the way it is. So don't change yourself unless that someone is you. If you are the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. not quite sure. I mean, I know what this means, obviously, but I'm not sure. If I walk in, what if I'm in the room by myself? I don't know. If I'm in the room with one other person, are they smarter than me? Again, it doesn't matter because you're there to learn from other people, whether it's relationships or it's current events, whatever the case may be, whatever the conversation is going about. If you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. That means you're not willing to learn. Luck favors the prepared. Now, you can take this one any way you want. When I do the show, I like to prepare. It doesn't always sound that way, of course, but I like to do some preparation before the show just to get an idea, talk about what we're talking about, that kind of thing. Am I getting lucky on this? I don't know. I get through the show all the time, but, people, musicians, when they rehearse, that's preparing, and they get, they get their record deals, and they get their gigs, and they get recognized, and they get CD sales and all that from. Now, is that lucky or is that skill? It may be a little of both. Depending on what your goal is, what your profession is, be prepared so that you have a better opportunity to get lucky. Guys, women find confidence sexy as hell. And that's true. And again, if we go back to the one I said earlier, if I can find it now. If you aren't confident, fake it. It will come. So women find even fake confidence sexy. So, it will show up when you need it to, but women find that very, very sexy. So let's see how that works out. A couple more to go. Do whatever you want to do in the life, but be the best at it. Great advice. Do whatever you want to do in this life, but be the best at it. Whether you are a carpenter or you're a guitar player or you're a radio host or you are an engineer, whatever the case may be, do the best you can at whatever you're doing and you can't go wrong. Last but not least, no one is on their deathbed wishing they spent more time at work. Enjoy your life. Sound advice. I don't think we need to partake on that one any further. Just because it is pretty self-explanatory. You want to enjoy the things around you. This whole show that tonight has been kind of wrapped around, some advice that, maybe our dads gave us, maybe our uncles, our grandfathers, the men or women in our life have given us in the past. And, we live in a very much a different generation than they did. It's a lot harder to accomplish a lot of things these days than they had to deal with. They didn't have social media, they didn't have smartphones, they didn't have all the things that we have, which some quite frankly are bad. Bad for us from communication standpoint, from a relationship standpoint. They had the ability to do some things that we will never get a chance to do. I revert back to a comedian. His name is James Gregory. He talks about the old times, back in his father and grandfather's days where, nobody sits on the front porch anymore and talks after dinner. We would go to our grandparents' house and we would sit on the front porch and we would break string beans and shuck corn and talk and learn as kids and nobody has a front porch anymore. Very few people have front porches. They have back decks now with phones on them. And our smartphones don't leave our hands during this period of time. But, think back to when, you were at your grandparents or your parents or, vacationing at the lake house or whatever you did when you were a kid. And remember those times and try to bring that forward to this day and age and see if we can somehow figure out a way to get back to it, because I think we need to do that more and more, or we're just gonna disappear into our smartphones. So that's all I have for tonight. When it's me, it's a half hour show. When it's somebody else, it's an hour show. So that's good. But we're gonna wrap up tonight again with our song by the Swiss band Death by Chocolate called "Get Naked." Next week, we're going to be talking about jealousy. Which is a very big topic. We'll have a co-host. I haven't figured out who yet. Or who's going to be. male talking about female jealousy versus the male jealousy, and how to deal with it when that when green-eyed monster comes about. So in the meantime, gang, go to itsnotmeradio.com, like us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and, you know, we will be back with you next week, and we appreciate you. And as usual, before we head off with music, again, Death by Chocolate called Get Naked. We appreciate you listening, and peace out.
There's a shy boy walking through the streets. He doesn't know how to walk and greet. Two left feet and looking good. What happens when he meets the greatest girl he's ever seen? He's gonna live in her team. He's in the days but thinks of her. And what she wouldn't do when she were taken. Today.